Welcome to Talk Time with Chiapro.
Talk Time with Chiapro. Sorry we haven't uploaded yet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, today's the starting of season 3.
Oh yeah.
Celebrate times, come on.
So as you can tell, on Friday.
It's been one of a heck of a ride since we're from the next level.
Right. The reason we delayed all these episodes is because we're working on our so far biggest project, Bro the Next Level. 50 minutes of crap.
It took us almost nearly 2 hours just to make.
And we did
pretty
it.
Easy.
Pretty easy. Technically, it was on a budget cut.
And but we did it. What the heck was that?
Anyway,
we did it
for you guys.
So as you can tell, we are planning a lot of stuff for season 3. So get ready to rumble. With this
rumble, and there's something we are gonna
tell you guys in a future episode.
It's pretty much of what we've been working on right now.
We'll tell you it in a future episode, but for now, welcome to a new Talk Time with Chiapro episode.
Oh yeah,
this is the start of season 3. I'm so excited. It's the beginning of a new season.
It's the beginning of a new season.
It's not been a year since the premiere of
Talk Time with Chiapro.
Fun fact. I'll save it for the fun facts part.
Sure.
Okay, guys. You know what we're doing. We just do a lot of stuff and hope for the best. And we just do what you guys do since in season 3. I said the plot was cover the microphone if you don't want to hear it, but just in case.
Did you catch it?
All right. I'm just kidding. That was another one, plot twist. But just in case, watch it so you can know. At the end of the documentary, watch.
We'll say the plot twist,
which is just really. You guys would already know what the plot twist is.
Yeah, we won't even need to tell you. You guys already know.
Just check Bro the Next Level.
Check Bro.
Everyone knows what I'm eating is gum.
Gum.
Okay, so we do want almost have a new era for the best.
I posted an official Instagram newspaper online article. So if you guys want to check it out, if you want daily news to know, you can check that out on Instagram.
Okay, no more chatter. Since we feel like season 3 episode 1 is pretty different from the others, we're gonna first start with real talk time.
Yay!
For some reason. Okay. Now, okay, we'll see you guys at Real Talk Time,
which is pretty 3-1.
Welcome to Real Talk Time, where we talk about stuff that is very crap. So as you may know, Bro the Next Level released it on Friday, of course.
May 27th, 2020.
And of course, this is May 30 right now.
Yeah, it's May.
And today's Memorial Day, so guys, happy Memorial Day. As you can tell, probably a lot of schools, if you don't celebrate Memorial Day in your school, then
maybe it's not closed, but since today's Memorial Day, me and RJ don't have any school, unfortunately.
Because me and RJ love school. So as you may know, Bro the Next Level, we talked about more stuff about Bro and started putting some more details of what projects we have been doing and what type of subjects we are trying to aim for. If you haven't checked out Bro the Next Level, you should check it out after this podcast. But anyway, so you know about Bro the Next Level, we've been telling you a lot of projects and minds of thinking we're thinking of doing for this channel, for our podcasts, and pretty much all of our movies, books, and TV shows.
I did not remember a TV show. Oh yeah, Gerald the Riches and RG the Chief Say. Why did we make those?
Jerpro Show and Bro the Show. The Bro Show
that only had one episode but still failed.
If you guys never heard, the Bro Show was basically just us doing our cringy imagination and me adding just a laugh track just to make it more funny. But it's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's cringe.
It's,
I even I even got a copyright from the creators of that movie. No, that 1968 movie. The music goes dun dun.
You mean 2001: A Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But anyway, the reason we tried to tell you more about our podcast is everything we've done over the years is probably because we want to show you guys a little more light to our lives. That's because we make these channels. We want to make them interesting and fun. That's what I talked about in the freaking podcast. The podcast. I should say documentary. But it's not really a documentary. It was 15 minutes of crap. It's 50 minutes of trash. You can just burn your CD. If you have a CD of Burn the Next Level, burn it. Burn it right now. But anyway. I want to talk to you about more info of why we wanted to make Purple Next Level. It's not just about us trying to give our imaginations out to the real world and showing you, the viewers, of what we have in mind for every single plan we have, like the Purple Show and every type of thing we did. We want to show you why we made those imaginative stuff. As you can see, we have a pretty hard life right now. Our grandma and our cousin died. Specifically our grandma, but our grandma. Great grandma. Passed away and our cousin passed away. It was pretty sad.
You could see it in the news. We were both in the news. You could see it in the news in CBS, but I didn't want that to. But the point is, We didn't do it just for the fame.
We did it so we can entertain you guys, the viewers. The reason we like to make our imaginations run wild is because whenever you guys are having a hard life, for example, your brother, sister, sibling, or your mom, dad, or any one of you guys die, and any tragic moment or any bad moment you're mad feeling, and the magic stuff you're doing right now is what we've been trying to show you guys. Our imaginations, the reason we like to make our imaginations for Bro-Pro the show, I don't.
The Bro-Pro show.
Oh yeah, the Bro-Pro show. The Jerpo show. We care about you guys, and we just want to entertain you guys, not for the money. The reason why we make our imaginations run wild, we just want to show you guys the life of where we're living right now.
Yeah, like we want to describe it on like a short note.
We want to inspire you guys to make more, to have a better, have a good career when you're doing YouTube. Because honestly, we both aren't having a good career so far.
Bless you, Lana.
And the purple outfit, the zoo in the sky. Yeah, as you may know, our cousin Lana loves Purple Elephants, and she has her own group in Roblox called the Purple Elephant Studios. It's fun. You should really check it out.
It's fun. You can just dedicate what you think of the old girl. She even has her own Instagram page called Dedicate to Lana, which I have my Instagram of the description on my Instagram page, so you should check it out.
But the reason why we like to make these inspirations is so you guys can have a good career.
Yeah.
To have good skills at YouTube.
And just what you can see with your imagination of perspectives and imagination of magic.
I know this sounds really cheesy and all that type of crap, but it's true.
It's true, guys.
You can use your imagination. No, we are not getting to that. And also, why are you here? Get out. Wait, you're not part of this collab.
Small Jim, get out of here.
Aw, man.
Yeah. We did not hire anyone.
But anyway, guys. That's the whole reason why we like to make videos and all these types of cringy.
Boy, is this here for the job application?
Get out! We're trying to make a podcast.
I just to think I gave up a baby shark watching. I don't know, just for this.
What? Okay, anyway.
Never mind. Just get out. That's why we make these videos. So you guys can have a good moment, a good time to expire. To inspire.
And in conclusion of this segment, eat more. I'm just kidding. Get Nintendo Switch Sports.
Is this the job of...
Get out of here! You're not part of this collab!
Just to think I gave up a Milk Bone commercial just for this.
Milk Bone commercial? What the hell are you talking
about?
Milk
Bone. You should try Milk Bone. Actually, it's for your dog. You don't actually try.
Oh! Get out and stay out. This is our house. What are you even doing here?
I'm just here for the job application and for the food.
We don't have any food now. Get out. We only have Milk Bones.
Oh, fine.
Okay, so let's
move. Just tell them to sponsor me.
Oh, yeah. Just get out. Anyway, time to move on to fun facts.
Yay.
Hooray. Lots of...
Welcome to fun facts.
Okay, did you know?
Hashtag fun facts.
Did you know Talktime and Jerbro's original name? This original channel's name was actually the Jerbro Show podcast because all we wanted to record was
Talktime and the Jerbro Show part. So Jerbro Show info of what we've been expecting in the Jerbro Show, even though it was literally only 5 episodes long.
Did you know?
What's that one with that binocular robot arm?
Did you know? Bubblegum was not originated from this kind of bubblegum. It was coming out of sap, I think. I've read an article before. I'm not stupid.
They're not stupid. Well, that's for a fact. Cause
another fun fact. We're not stupid.
That's a fun fact.
I'm gonna throw up now.
Do not throw up in the screen, I swear to God.
No.
Disgusting.
Hey, where are my job applications? I signed them almost 6 months ago.
Will you get out of here? You're not even a part of this collab.
The job time is here, bro. Ever at least 6 months ago. My stupid.
Okay. Did you know avocados are a fruit, not a vegetable?
What do you mean, not a vegetable?
It's because it looks like a fruit.
Come on, look at it. It looks like a fruit.
You did that.
It's technically considered a single-seeded berry, believe it or not,
bro.
Okay. You already know this one. Trypophobia is the fear of closing cracked holes, or you can just look at a beehive. That's what you're experiencing.
Go in a beehive, then you'll have trypophobia for the rest of your life or something.
Fun fact, the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller during the summer due to thermal expansion, meaning the iron heats up. The particles gain kinetic energy and take up more space. I hate more space.
More space!
Did you know Australia is wider than the moon? The moon sits at 3,400 kilometers.
3,400?
Yeah. Australia's diameter from east to west is almost 4,000.
4,000?
We're 4,000.
That's 40,000. Oh, wait, that's 4,000. I'm so confused.
Did you know human teeth are the only part of the body that can't heal themselves? Teeth are coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue. What does a living tissue mean, guys?
It means a tissue!
Did you know it is illegal to own just one guinea pig?
Since when can one guinea pig be illegal?
No. Did you know the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast in their wine for good health?
Well, I guess I can agree. This plate of toast is very heavy.
Did you know the heart of a shrimp is located in its head? Did you know?
Okay, they have brains.
Amy Poehler was only 7 years older than Rachel McAdams when she took the role of Kuma, Mean Girls.
Who even Number 12. I'm not number 12. But I guess number 12 what I'm listening. People are more creative in the shower. Why? Did you know baby... baby rabbits are called keets.
Of course everyone knows that.
It's cute. They learned
that in...
Yeah, it's cute. Did you know the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland? National animal. Did you know the first airplane flew on December 17th, 1903?
Okay.
Did you know Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise?
Clockwise.
Did you know nutmeg is a hallucinogen?
Hallucinogen.
Hadouken. Did you know a 73-year-old bottle of French Burgundy
has become the most
expensive?
Here's the last thing you know fact.
Okay! Stop! Yeah, the most expensive bottle of wine ever sold at auction. RJ, stop! Please! Going for five.
Not me!
$558,000. Approximately 49,300 pounds. I guess that's my... Okay, if you want more,
you can... If you want more, did you know facts, you can just check the parts of...
I'm a tickling me!
Time to move on to...
I guess it's the read aloud for API. You're breaking back a...
Welcome to read aloud for
API.
Today we'll be reading a book called Diary of an Asian Kid. His best friend revolves the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Eh, whatever.
Let's just read it.
Okay.
I'm reading it. So, no questions.
Chapter 1. My life. So this is my life.
Can I read it?
No, you said I have to read it.
Okay, I want to read it. I actually want to read it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, chapter 1. My life. So this is my new novel about my life in Canada as a Korean. Hope you enjoy. 3 years ago, I lived in an ordinary life in South Korea. I go to a Korean school, and life's great. My parents are well off, and I have many friends. So,
are you finishing this book?
So, what could go wrong?
I'm not finishing this book. I'm only reading 5 minutes. Don't.
Oh, yeah. I got a job in Canada, and they pay for the house, food, and that's all the racist. Living expenses, and the money's good.
That's
great. I'm not trying to be racist, dude. Be quiet. That's great. I'll make sure.
Be quiet!
I got the grandfather's voice. I'll make sure to call you every day, Dad. That might be hard, but you're coming with us.
Stop!
I ran to my room. I couldn't believe it. But I was a bit excited when I... Shut up.
Stop!
I listened to my favorite artist... Story boy and just slept, but I knew that I didn't have much of a choice but to go to Canada.
Stop Canada! It!
Please.
Fun fact: when Jared doesn't have a good job, he's planning to move to Canada.
Shut up! I took something out of my closet and hid in my back and ran to the school next day. Shut up! Please. Hi, Fun. What took you so long? It's okay. That's my friend Ryan from America, and I sell some special sticks to him. Cigarettes.
Reference from the vacation.
I slept late, but anyways, I got you 40 packs that should be around 50,000 won.
Won?
That's money in Chinese, dude. Oh, I meant, yeah, Asian, I meant. I wish you could give me a discount from time to time, you know, but anyway, I already... Since it's Eagle and you...
Cacao Clay! It's one! That means it's Korean money!
I know that!
Huh.
I'm not Asian.
You're Asian, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I hope you... I hope you wouldn't have a good time selling it, but see you in class.
Okay. $5 so I can sell RJ.
I'm just kidding. I want to sell him.
Actually, I want an extra $1 so they can give
me
a cup of coffee.
You'll bring the high quality. Why? Why does this guy exist? The new laws are making it harder to get them. Can you stop? I earn a good bit of money selling these and working at the convenience store employee getting these aren't a problem. I run in a small group with a group of friends and I'm the supplier. Hey Hun, you got the cigs? Stop. Hi Hun, give me a discount. My parents won't give me any more cash, man. Hey Hun, give me 5 packs. I'll pay good. Stop! A lot of people in school buy cigarettes. I will run to shoot you. But I try my best to make sure nobody figures out I'm by hiding them in abandoned classroom building events. Can you please be quiet? The teachers check my bag more than others, so I make sure to carry it around my bag. Hey, kid. Stop! Orgy, stop! I'm sorry. So how much are we earning this week? That's my boss, Sagwan. About 5,000 won. Well, we got 4,000 won this week, and that new kid hasn't bought us any cash. I'll talk to him. It won't happen again. No, I'll talk to him. This new kid said he'd bring 3,000, and he haven't even been delivering 1,000. I'll get 3,000 from him. You don't have to. This new kid said he would bring 3,000, and he hasn't even delivered 1,000. Oh wait, never mind. Sorry guys. You don't have to, but I guess it's less trouble for me. So what do you want, Gus? Ha! I'll get going now. That's my boss, and I'm the number 2 of the group. We're located in Joy, and I would say we run all the high schools and middle schools. We're split into groups. I'm a part of the suppliers and cash collectors, and all the new kids get pushed to the sellers. Plus, I'm always the group leader of the cash collection. Sorry, and our whole business. And he does a good job, and that kid we were talking about goes to a school in Blizzard and said she could sell her stuff fast, so we gave him 2,000 won worth of our stuff.
That's so much won.
Yeah, but he hasn't delivered yet, and he's screwed because Saigon does not mess around when he's a part of the judo club, and his dad's a veteran, and taught him Russian Simtema and a lot of more martial arts, and that's why he's our boss. Okay, guys, you can read more on the website if you want.
Okay, that'll do it for
Read Aloud for API. So
it's time to move on to the ending.
This is the ending.
Oh wait, that was awkward.
Okay,
I move on to the ending.
We're gonna announce another segment.